Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And today we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and would like to get to know your opinions. So do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper,
no.
or never?
No.
All right. Like an advertising agency, a media organization,
no.
or work on or volunteer on any political campaigns?
No.
All right. As you may be aware, very few people actually vote in the nonpartisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County and mayor and, like, county commission. So thinking ahead, which of the following best describes who will vote in the nonpartisan primary elections for Miami-Dade County mayor and county commission on Tuesday, August 20th? Would you say that you're definitely going to vote, you're very likely to vote, you're somewhat likely to vote, you're not very likely to vote,
very
not at
likely.
All right. So, with which political party are you registered?
Democrat.
All right. What is your main racial background?
Jewish.
Your main racial background? So, kind of like African-American
white,
or black.
White. Jewish.
What is your age?
79.
So, generally speaking, would you say things in the Miami-Dade County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
Wrong track.
Well, from the following list, which is the one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that would make your daily life better? Flooding, like sea level rise and environmental resiliency, housing and property insurance costs, corruption in local government, quality of life like growth and overdevelopment, traffic and congestion, inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, or
climate.
Crime and neighborhood safety?
Climate,
all right. Although it is a nonpartisan election, if the election for Miami-Dade County Commissioner were held today, which one of the following best describes how you're likely to vote between a Democratic candidate and a Republican candidate? Would you say you would definitely vote for the Democratic candidate, probably
definitely,
vote for the Democratic?
Definitely Democratic.
So, and I'm just going to give you a list of some public officials in Miami and across the country that you may be familiar with. And if you could please indicate if you either have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion towards them. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of them, you can also mention that as well, please. So the first person is Joe Carollo.
Very unfavorable.
Vicky Lopez.
Middle of the road.
So would that be somewhat favorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Donald Trump.
Extremely over the top, completely, totally unfavorable.
Carlos Jimenez.
Extremely unfavorable.
Joe Biden.
Extremely favorable.
Francis Suarez.
Extremely, extremely, extremely unfavorable.
Miguel Solomon.
Don't know.
Alfonso Alfie Leon.
Don't know.
Joe Sanchez.
Don't know.
Maria Elvira Salazar.
Extremely unfavorable.
Rosie Cordero Spetz.
Don't know.
Eileen Higgins.
Don't know.
Alex Diaz-Laportilla.
Don't know.
Danielle Levine-Cava.
Moderately favorable.
And Fabian Basabi.
Don't know.
All right. So if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote for, Miguel Solomon or Eileen Higgins?
I would vote a straight Democratic ticket.
So would that be Eileen Higgins then?
Whoever is the Democratic candidate, I will vote for.
All right. Between Joe Carollo and Eileen Higgins, who would you vote for?
I would never vote for Joe Carollo.
All right. So would you vote for Eileen Higgins then?
Yes.
All right. So if the primary election, again, were held today, and the choices were between Alfonso Alfie Leon and Eileen Higgins, who would you vote for?
I don't know.
All right. So do you approve or disapprove of the job that Eileen Higgins is doing as your county commissioner?
I don't know.
All right. So now I'm just going to read you a few short statements by Eileen Higgins, and if you could please indicate if by each statement it makes you much more likely to want to support her, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely.
Let me make it short. I will vote a straight Democratic ticket. That's it. Straight Democratic ticket. over and done with.
All right. Well, unfortunately, I can't put those options down as that before
Sorry.
Reading to you because
There's
that would be fraud.
There's nothing else I can tell you. Straight Democratic ticket.
All right. Well, what you could tell me, it was, like, based on these statements that I give you, and if you could tell me if this would make you much more likely to want to support Eileen Higgins, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely,
I'm telling
much
you,
less likely.
Again, I'm going to vote a straight Democratic ticket. Don't ask me any more questions. Okay? Thank you.